Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
When you're co-founder of one of the hottest companies on the internet, dealing with acquisition rumors is a constant part of the job. But on Thursday, Twitter's Biz Stone sought to put an end to the persistent talk that he wants to sell the company. Stone said Twitter isn't interested in being acquired by a bigger company. Twitter remains a private company and so far has shown little interest in seeking funds from the stock market, despite its inability to generate any significant revenue. The company was recently reported to be near a new round of financing from a group of investors that valued the microblogging service at around $1 billion. A Miami man who for 3 years had evaded prosecution in connection with the theft and reselling of voice over IP services was extradited to Newark from Mexico and is set to be arraigned in a New Jersey federal courthouse on Friday. Edwin Pena, age 26, had been arrested in June 2006 on multiple computer and wire fraud charges, and then allegedly fled the country about 2 months later. He'd been free on $100,000 bail. Pena was apprehended in Mexico in February, and federal prosecutors have been working to get him extradited back to the U.S. since then. Advanced Micro Devices on Thursday narrowed its net loss during the third quarter of 2009 as the company inched closer to profitability. The company reported a loss of $128 million for the quarter ended September 26. The loss is lower than the $134 million the company reported in the third quarter of 2008. The company saw strong demand for its processors and graphics chips during the third quarter, said Dirk Mayer, AMD's president and CEO, in a statement. Microprocessor and graphics unit shipments grew compared to the second quarter. Citing improved profit margins in a stabilizing IT spending environment, IBM revised its 2009 earnings estimates upward Thursday, even as the company's revenue dropped. Revenue was $23.6 billion for the company's third quarter ended September 30th. That's down 7% year-over-year, but ahead of analyst expectations, according to those polled by Thomson Reuters. IBM said it's operating as a more profitable company, but revenue in the company's enterprise product lines was down, reflecting the conservative IT spending patterns that have gone hand-in-hand with the global recession. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.